This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a writer's Father's Day lament for the dad she didn't know. First, though, tomorrow is June 19th, and for many African Americans, it's more than just a date on the calendar. June 19th, or Juneteenth, is popularly thought to be the day in 1865 when word finally reached slaves in Galveston, Texas, that they had been freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. Juneteenth initially was celebrated only in Texas, but it has spread to many places where black Americans live. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on a gathering here in Los Angeles where Juneteenth was an opportunity to find lost connections.
The setting sun gilds the plaza in front of the California African American Museum as guests in business clothes drift in for an evening event. They're here to attend the museum's week-long observation of Juneteenth. That marks the day, in 1865, Union Army Major General Gordon Granger arrived, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued, to give slaves the news of their freedom. Tonight, there are variations on the trappings of traditional Juneteenth celebrations. A local high school jazz band provides music, and a caterer circulates with upscale soul food. But this isn't just a party, it's a learning experience. The museum and Wells Fargo, one of California's oldest banks, are co-sponsoring a genealogy seminar for blacks who want to trace their family histories. Charmaine Jefferson, the museum's executive director, welcomes guests and confesses to feeling ambivalent about how Juneteenth should be observed.
Even to this day, I'm not sure Juneteenth is a celebration. But it is a moment of acknowledgement.
Andy Anderson is the bank's senior historian. He's spent a quarter century helping people trace their roots and even created a research guide, complete with instructional CD, that enables bank clients and others to trawl for ancestors on the internet. Out on the plaza before his lecture, Anderson says genealogical assistance is an especially satisfying service to provide to black Americans.
One of the hardest things in America to do is to actually trace the history of African American families. It's hard emotionally, it's hard from point of view of documents and records, because when most African Americans came in the initial generation, they came as slaves. I think the Juneteenth experience is one that keeps alive the tradition of trying to find out the answers to those hard questions. How did the family come to America? How did it survive?
Those are questions almost everyone in the room wants answered. After Andy Anderson's lecture, these three guests tell what drew them here.
My name is Janelle Mims, and I wanted to come so I could have the chance to chase my own genealogy and my ancestors, and I wanted to find out how I could go about doing that.
Have you done any looking about before now?
I have on Google, but it wasn't successful. But I think with these steps and the CD and the guide, it'll be a lot more successful for my next search.
My name is Jackie B. Shankle, and I'm here to find out more about doing research on my family. I have little bits and pieces of family history that now that I have more research, I'm going to put everything together and do something more intense. I think once I get started, I won't be able to stop.
I'm Muhammad Nasruddin, and I'm here because I'm very, very curious about my grandfather. He passed away before I was born, and a lot of my uncles and aunts say I have a lot of his spirit, so now I hunger to know more about him, and this might be a gateway to that.
And the lecture wasn't only useful for first-timers. Barbara Glass came with fellow members of the African American Genealogical Society of Southern California.
So now you all are old pros at doing this.
Well,
I mean,
we've been doing it for a while, but I can't say we're pros.
Did you learn anything here tonight that you didn't know already?
Well, some of the detail that he went into about the sites, I knew of some of the sites, but I didn't know the detail that he mentioned. And yes, that was very, very helpful. And having it documented here is also helpful.
At the evening's end, guests left armed with research packets, determined to shake their family trees. As Muhammad Nasruddin pointed out, finding ancestors lost to the ravages of slavery is a fitting way to observe Juneteenth.
To take the energy from that day and turn it into something this positive, where we can actually track our roots and see where our ancestors were, it's exciting to just check our own families and see if we have some heroes and some great people in the lineage somewhere.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
To learn more about Juneteenth or to get a downloadable version of Andy Anderson's genealogical search guide to help find your ancestors, whatever your race, go to npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.